Welcome back, everyone, to the next episode of Tyrant But Deadly, episode 72. Last time we left off, you guys had taken a long trip and made your way finally to Vigil, where you had decided to meet up and talk with a lot of the higher-ups in the city, or at least some dignitaries, in order to let them know what had happened in Rossler's coffer and try to prevent it from happening again elsewhere. Out of the five, you first met with Ranton Gandry. And David, you had Chaser ask for a roll for that. I did actually roll it, but then some other shit went down that it just got lost in the shuffle. And I never actually told you what the result of that roll was. And we just fucking rolled on after that.
Yeah, roll.
Literally.
Because you wanted to know if Heldesia was being legit or if she was just making shit up with her. We need to go talk to Rand Gandry first.
You did respond to that. You told him. I remember that.
I didn't remember actually telling
you
him.
You did. You said it was legit.
Oh, I don't remember if I actually told him.
I don't remember that either.
Was at work the other day.
Was it?
Yeah.
I did tell him at work.
I thought it was here.
No, absolutely not.
I definitely remember you saying it,
but no one else heard besides you then, because I know everyone had so much, there was so much shit going on when I did the role. But anyway, yes, as far as you were able to tell, confirm here on recording that yes, you did, or you do find that what she had done was a legit fortune telling, I guess we'll call it, about seeing Ranton Gandry first. Visiting him, you kind of all, but more specifically Chaser, put him to shame, made him cry, and then went to search out the person he had told you to search out for the evidence of the things you had accused him of, or accused him of helping. And you had gone out to meet up with Doswin.
Doswin? It's Doswin?
Or Doswin.
I have Dosin.
Dosewin.
Dosewin.
Dosewin. Dosewin.
Dosewin.
Dosewin. Taker.
At the Northgate Road Way Station. I will reread the information to you when we start back up. But before we start back up, I have to award the voted for hero point. It was very close. But now that we have five around the table, a tiebreaker by my dice is not necessary.
Oh, yeah, true.
Drum roll, please.
No, because that's going to fuck with the microphones.
Not always necessary.
It may be necessary, but it's a lot easier with five.
Because two people can have two votes.
Oh, true, true. And so I'm going to vote for one person.
Huh?
I got it. I know. I understand.
But 3-2.
Well,
this hero point goes to Rosvin.
Yeah! I love winning them. I don't use them, but I love winning them.
The two were for Heldesia.
Oh, cool. Can I have the actual hero point, please? David.
And once again, I still cannot give out the editing hero points. When I go back and do edits, I track like an episode hero point. I'm usually two in the middle of things to hand out hero points during. So when I go back and edit them, I'll keep track.
I think I remember. You said that you can't give it out because it has to be in order or something.
Well, I want to keep it in order so it's fair for when they're earned.
I remembered?
Yes.
I remembered.
But
last we left off.
Getting right back into it, you guys had gone out to the way station.
At the North Gate.
For evidence.
How many kilograms am I?
This is a way station, Mike.
What a fucking idiot. He's like,
fucking
what?
Guy, dude.
He still doesn't get it.
He has no idea.
He's looking at you so angrily right now.
I'm not amused.
That's what?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it is. But
that was... I'd argue that's a pun.
That's why I just said that's one. Yeah. Were you?
I don't think that was a pun at all. I didn't make a play on words.
It's not really a pun. It is a weight station.
No, it's not a weight station.
It's
a
weight
station.
W-A-Y.
Okay, that's why. That's yeah. So it's better. The Northgate Weight Station. You're 10 pounds. Get out of here.
Northgate Road Way Station.
Okay.
Never mind. I didn't make a play on words. All I said was, how many kilograms do I weigh? That's not a pun.
It's dangerously close. Right,
minus one.
It's really not even close to a pun at all.
Absolutely is.
An imposing brick wall 30 feet tall blocks passage through this canyon. Three corpses hang from ropes tied to the wall's crenellations, twisting slowly and staining the wall a gruesome red. Beneath the dangling corpses, a portcullis gate 20 feet high and 15 feet wide stands closed. A whitewashed stone building looms on a bluff to the east.
I don't know if it matters, but you did read that last time.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I said I was going to reread.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Do I recognize any of the corpses since I've been here before?
The first thing you notice, Mike, is their uniforms.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They are the uniforms of lower-ranking Knights of Ozum.
Oh, shit.
Was that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was Mike and Cosmo, I guess.
What's wrong?
Their uniforms, these are Knights of Ozum.
Aren't you a Knight of Ozum?
Yeah.
Did you know them?
You do recognize one of them. Hernan and Tietor.
I know one of them, Hernan.
Hernan?
Oh, was it... Oh, you know... I'm sorry, man.
Hernan Entien or something.
I know you might not know this, but like...
Entien?
Why do you think they're up there? I mean, obviously they're hanging, but like...
I'll see if I can find out anything to do a medicine check on them.
Well, they're hanging.
They're dead.
Is there a crime that's punishable by hanging?
I mean, it doesn't
here?
Mean they died from the hanging. They could have been like...
Well, I'm saying they're hanging, so you can't just
reach them.
Go and reach them from where they are. You do notice that Hernan isn't actually dead.
Oh, shit.
You notice feeble kicks barely distinguish him from the swaying of the two definitively dead corpses around him. This is the one in the middle.
How high are up are they?
I was going to ask the same.
The whole thing is...
20 feet above the ground.
I was going to say, the whole
guys,
wall
Hernan's still alive.
Feet.
That was loud.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yelling.
Shit.
Fire out the rope. Somebody, do something.
I have an idea, but I need you to, if you trust me, stand underneath him. And trust me.
Don't kill him, please.
No, I'm not going to try to. Jay,
that's what I'm worried about.
Is it possible?
That doesn't sound very confident.
Is it possible that I can shoot the rope?
Oh, my God.
I mean?
I want to aim high enough that there's no way I can hit him, but, like, I want to hit. I want to shoot the rope.
It's always a way.
Cosmo, do you want to basket catch him or something?
That's what I don't know what that means, but that's kind of what I think I'm getting at.
I don't have a basket.
Like, we are the basket.
Oh.
So you guys stand underneath him, and I'll shoot the rope out. I can do this. You have to trust me. I can do this.
Can I look for a way to get up there?
It's very obvious. Two ways up. You can try climbing the smooth walls of the archway itself or the rocks on the side of it. Kevin, you can certainly try to shoot the rope.
That's probably...
If you can't hit it, I have a potion that can get us up there.
I have a secondary idea.
I can just climb up there.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea than shooting at potentially at him.
Haldasia, I know that you're new here. But we do things a certain way. And it's,
let's not do it when
we don't have
some
time right now.
The
man is hanging
there.
He
might be dying. We don't have time for you to climb.
I'm just going
to
start climbing.
I have a secondary question if you would make it work.
Athletics. And where?
You go one way, I'll go the other.
No, I know.
Secondary question. With prestidigitation, can I heat the rope up hot enough to burn it? Because it says I can cook. And it says cool, warm, or flavor. Oh, it's 1 pound of... Non-living. Rope is non-living.
You also can't do damage with prestidigitation.
Yeah, I guess. It just warms it up. Okay. I want to shoot it.
So I started climbing.
I'll climb up there,
the
too.
Smooth surface. And I also do have rapid mantle. You easily pull yourself onto ledges. When you grab an edge, you can pull yourself onto that surface and stand. You can use athletics instead of a reflexes to grab a ledge. An edge.
Grab an edge is if you're falling off something.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I would like to climb the rocks. And on the other side, I guess it is, because she's taking the smooth side.
So look at the pings here. That there, like those buildings, that's smooth. The rocky sections on the outside are the less smooth. So you both sides have both options to climb, basically. I don't know which.
Oh,
so you can both
I'll
climb
go on
left
the
side.
Same side as her then.
Yeah.
Which, because I don't know her plan yet, but I'm just trying to be there for whatever she needs to. Yeah.
And technically, you both of you are on the closest side to me over here.
So we're on the west side over here.
Yeah. Organa's the top one, if you want to put the minis on it even. So for the purposes of time, because it's limited time before this guy strangles out, I'm going to move us into encounter mode. And because climbing happens by certain actions also.
Okay. So initiative then, technically?
I mean, you can, or we can just wrap it around the table. Because it's not... I mean, I guess if you technically manage to shoot it before they climb, they don't need to climb, but...
Fair.
But you also have to wait until these two get into position.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, initiative's fine. You guys can do athletics for initiative if you want, since you guys are climbing.
How far away, like, when we climb up to there, how far away is Hernan hanging?
He's the central.
Got it.
I don't have to do athletics,
though,
right?
How far is that? Like,
you don't have to, no.
Like, 5 feet or, like...
20 feet.
No, I know he's hanging 20 feet from the ground. I'm saying from where we are at the top, like, how far away he is.
How long is the rope? Is that what you're asking?
So from where Organa would be climbing, or not Organa, Haldasia would be climbing the smooth surface, right?
Yes.
So 10 feet from you, it'd be 15 to 24 Organa, depending on where she gets up on the rocky side.
Cosmo, Chaser, are you getting underneath him so that when they untie or whatever, you're going to catch him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he look hurt too outside of still strangling?
Yes, he is absolutely injured.
Okay. Organa, don't you have ranged healing you can use too?
Yeah, but how's that going to help? He's hanging.
He's also hurt outside of that too. Might buy some time.
It could give him a few seconds.
Fair enough. I'll sing a little ditty while I'm climbing. Him a healing on him.
I can almost see it. I dream I'm dreaming.
Who's not again?
The climb? Come on, that's hilarious.
Chaser, initiative.
Oh, that would have been nice, huh? 22.
All better than mine.
Eldacia?
24.
Respectable.
Is your character ugly or something?
Sure.
Well, I was just wondering why it's Eldacia.
That's definitely fun.
Rosvin?
36.
You might want to just hold off on anything.
Organa?
24.
No, we're good.
Oh, wait, it's not.
Cosma?
14.
What's wrong, Clay?
Respectable.
Rolled a 3.
So it's not technically an initiative check, is it?
Yeah.
It is initiative, yeah.
You could just choose to use athletics.
Because I didn't want to... It is 24 then, because I have the plus 1. But I didn't know if it was just like a separate perception check because we weren't really in battle or...
No, I'm still, like I said, I'm counting it as encounter mode. So it doesn't have to be like a battle per se for it to still be initiative.
Okay.
Rosman. You're so, the start.
Fun fact, I was looking at this all session last week. All session. And tell me if I can't do this for whatever reason, but...
You can't do that.
Instead of the bow and the arrow, because it's Cosma's friend, I don't want to hurt Cosma's friend, I would like to use the Hat of the Magi to summon a Zephyr Hawk, because I'm allowed to use summon element.
Elemental?
Yeah. Summon elemental, that's it. What did I say?
Summon element?
Yeah, summon elemental. So I want to summon a Zephyr Hawk. It's 30 feet away from me. It's 3 actions. But it has an attack and a fly, so it should be able to attack the rope, right?
Potentially.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to do then. That's why we don't need to wait for you.
Does Nudges get an initiative check?
Nudges acts on your turn.
Okay.
Oh, hey, cool. I have a bird too now.
Nudges is going to get fucked up in battle.
Yeah, Cosma, you and Chaser get underneath him. I decided not to shoot the arrow at your friend because that might be bad. And if I miss, I would be sad if I hurt your friend.
Yeah, and
I appreciate not shooting an arrow at an innocent person that's dying.
I'm very confident. I wasn't shooting it at the person,
you
obviously.
You just said
at the rope.
Okay, that's very different.
I'm doing it out of respect to you and your friend.
I never say he's my friend, so I knew him. I don't know if he's actually, you never told me we're friends or not. I'm not even making fun of you.
No, like it is.
I don't know if we're friends.
No, but you know him by name.
Yeah. Also, at the very least. Like, oh,
there's many people I know by name
that
I would not call a friend.
Please heal him because he's dying. Oh, Rosman, you're trying not to shoot an arrow at him? He's not even my friend, bro.
I don't know if he's my friend. I might be lying.
Mike
I can't
says
lie.
He doesn't know if he's his friend.
Yeah.
Mike's a turd.
Well, as a paladin of Iomade, I cannot lie.
As a paladin of Iomade, you also should
and
wield a sword.
Huh?
Should wield a sword.
I don't have to wield a sword.
A sword doesn't have reach, bro.
Exactly. Nothing anywhere says I have to use...
That is also 3 actions, so that's the end of my turn.
So get wrecked, nerd.
Yeah, I know it's the end of your turn, but Zephyr Hawk would act on that turn.
Oh, I thought I had to give it...
The turn you summon it, it also gets to act.
Shit, I don't want it to
rounds act. After that, you have to spend an action to sustain it.
Okay.
You might want to bring up Zephyr Hawk's
stats. I have it here. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want it to act, though, because nobody's under him to catch him.
Okay.
And I think that fall would damage him, correct? It's 20 feet. It would be 10 damage, I think, right?
Yeah.
That might kill him. So I'm going to have
good
my...
possibility.
Yeah, I'm going to have my Zephyr Hawk delay his turn or just not act.
There's no way we can do, like, a set damage, right? Like, we can't choose to do less.
No.
Best you can do is choose to do non-lethal, and that really only affects things in terms of, like, the death blow.
Yeah. I was going to say, because he can't have the hawk, like, fray the rope, but, like, leave it on a bit.
Give me a moment. I need to look up the AC, break, and hit points of rope.
You're welcome.
10.
Wasn't you, thanking you.
You didn't have that
10.
Looked up yet?
Yeah. Like, who do you think we are?
Come on.
Foundry, really? Wait, really?
Foundry doesn't have a rope token?
No, it doesn't have a rope token,
should.
Kevin.
Oh, I know we're in the middle of something, but, Organa, shouldn't we also get the other two because it's, like, Asthma and shit?
I mean, yeah, but this one's obviously
a
little more.
Yeah, but like afterwards.
Well, yeah, but like I said, this one's a little more urgent that we get him down.
Well, yeah, you know, I agree. I was
so
just
we don't have a third dead body on air.
Yeah, I'm trying to also be better with like the Phrasma stuff. So we should probably have like a proper burial. Maybe we should bring this up to people in the town of like why there are dead knights hanging outside of town.
Yeah, we definitely should probably get some information on it. I don't think it'd be wise of us to just leave this alone.
Would you call this evidence
of what
fucky shit happening?
I mean, Do you think people do you think the guards are usually hung up like this?
No. So that's definitely evidence of stuff, right?
You're going somewhere.
Yeah. I told you, I'm trying, man. Are you guys going to be okay catching him?
I mean, I'm kind of worried that he might still get hurt because it's a pretty far drop.
Well, if you catch him, it's not a far drop because you're catching him. So it's not hitting the ground.
That's he's still
drops.
Yeah, he's still dropping.
Yeah, but it's like a 15-foot drop if we catch him.
Yeah.
And if we catch him well enough, we like can
probably still gonna get hurt, though.
Yeah, but getting hurt a little bit is better than dying on the rope.
Depends how hurt he is. He might die, though.
You have healing.
I got this.
Can't bring back the dead.
No, just set up like a lay on hands for when he falls into your hands. You just like, you touch him and immediately he gets healed.
None of that works.
Huh?
Not an if, a when.
When?
Well, it would be an if I failed to catch him or something.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I could always roll one.
Organa?
I'm climbing.
You basically just starting right where you are, because there's a mountain right next to you. You're going to try to climb there and then like walk around to the thing, or do you want to get closer to the actual structure?
I'd like to stay on the ground and climb nearest to where I can get to. The
athletics?
21.
21 is not going to be enough, but it's not going to fail enough to cause any issues for you.
Give it another shot, I guess. 18.
Yeah, so you can't seem to find a good grip. You got some scree falling off the mountain while you're going. Not enough to cause a whole lot of noise, really. It's just a couple little pebbles fall to the ground as you're trying to climb, but you cannot get a good foothold. No one's faster than 35 feet, correct?
I am not.
I am.
Chaser would
and
be.
No, you are?
I am.
Base speed is?
40.
Okay. No one's slower than 20?
No.
20 exactly.
Oh, shit.
Awesome.
Okay.
Really? 20 exactly?
Yeah.
Armor?
Armor.
Are you wearing it?
Always.
Can't you summon it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could dismiss it, but I think it only goes up by 5.
So your distance for climb and swim are higher than theirs are because you have a 40-foot base speed. So
I had the thought of like, oh, I'll just go up because I can climb.
Oh, no, I'm not telling you have to climb. I'm just looking at the speeds here. That's why I want to verify what people's speeds were. Everyone, 20 to 35 base speed on a success for climbing is 5 feet. Critical success is 10. Swim, 10 feet success, 15 critical. Chaser, it's 10, 15, 15, 20.
Nice. I was going to climb because I'm athletics, but I figured if he falls, we'll need someone to catch him.
And I can catch him.
Hmm?
I can try and catch him.
Yeah, but solo catch is probably harder than team catch.
Eldesia.
And also magic.
Oh,
your last character was deaf. Now
21.
This one's blind.
No, it's not my character. It's me.
I know.
With the 21, you can't seem to find a good place to grasp.
Firmly grasp.
Can I try again?
You can.
Okay. 29.
29 is a success.
Nice.
So you will go 5 feet up.
And one more.
You had to move up to the wall first.
Mm. How high up did you say this thing was?
20.
20.
Oh my god.
20.
We're never gonna get here before this guy strangles the speed of this pace.
Strangles his feet.
Chaser.
Can Nudges make her move?
You have to spend actions in order to give Nudges actions.
Gotcha. Also, can I use a free action to speak to Hernan?
Sorry you're choking, bro. The choked one.
You can.
The hanged man.
The hanged man.
Yeah, they all ended with one.
The hanged one.
The hung man.
No, it's hanged.
That's completely different.
Cosmo told us his name, yeah?
Yeah.
He told us his
yes.
name. Hernan. Hernan, we're coming for you. Just hang in there. Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Hell to see ya. No, no that, social cues.
That wasn't... No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not it. On it.
Just catch the dude. I got this.
Great. It's my turn,
yes,
right?
Yes,
trust
it is
me.
Still your turn, yes.
Fantastic. Can I gauge who looks more athletic, Organa versus Heldesia?
I'm going to have you do an action because you haven't known Heldesia in action long enough.
If that's the case and it's not like a off like general sight thing, I would trust Organa since I've known her.
If it were
longer.
Anyone else, I'd let you do it by sight, but you literally met
don't
her
know
2 weeks
her.
Ago
yeah.
and you haven't seen her in action at all.
Yeah, that's fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
I think all of us except for Heldesia would know that Organa's really good at falling / jumping off stuff. So this is Organa's shit right now. Organa's like, I can jump off something.
Chaser wasn't
useful.
There for that.
Oh, Chaser wasn't there for any jumping. Organa, you have to start jumping off stuff again.
I can break up my movement between actions. or
no
so like I can't walk forward, hand someone something, continue walking forward?
You could free action drop it.
I would let you do it, but it still costs like two actions to do it. But you'd be able to, you'd basically become a two action activity instead of a single action where you'd have to stop. So you'd be able to move your full movement and like pass off to someone as you're going. I would let you do that.
Okay, that's what it would need to be anyway. Organa, take this, it might help. I'm going to pull my gecko potion off of my bandolier, because it is on my bandolier specifically. It's not in my bag. And I'm going to hand it to Organa as I'm passing her, and then go directly underneath where Hernan is hanging.
Alrighty.
And then last action, wait.
Well, the drawing would still be an action.
Oh, yes. Then yeah. Perfect. You now have a gecko potion. Gives you a +1 circumstance bonus to climbing checks.
Are you under him now?
Yes.
Okay. Cosma.
He's under, I don't think I have a ranged weapon, do I?
You have a reach weapon.
Not high enough. Yeah.
All right, not gonna lie, out of character, because I don't know you're doing this, but if you fucking shoot the rope after yelling at Rosman for doing that, I'm going
I
to
said,
fucking
don't shoot
kill
him.
You.
I said, don't shoot him. You said, I'm going to try not to shoot him, is what you said.
Yes, that is exactly what the point of that is. I'm going to try to shoot the rope, and I'm going to try to not shoot your friend.
Not his friend.
Yeah, apparently.
Don't know if he's my friend.
Yeah, it's not his friend.
I guess I'll also go under there and try and catch him. I will assist Chaser. I guess that'd be an assist thing, right? There's only one of us probably able to catch, right?
Yeah, you could make it an assist that way, yeah.
They have a question.
Yeah.
With a focus spell, if it's a focus 2... And then it says it's heightened to 4th. Do I get the +1 heightened twice then? Because it goes from 2 to 4?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It doesn't tell you, like, it doesn't give you an in play?
No, it does not.
That's weird. So, Cosma, basically yours is going to be readying an action to aid him. Okay. Is how that technically plays out.
That's fine.
That takes us back to Rosman.
Hell yeah. First two actions. Soothing mist on Herbert. Hernman. So that's 4d8 healing. Is that cool?
You said like 20 names. I'm not sure really
who
you go.
The hanging guy. Kazuma's friend/not friend. That's 14 hit points back to him.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give my last action to the Zephyr Hawk. And I'm going to have him attack the rope twice. Coolie cool. The first one is a 27.
That will hit the rope.
That is for 5 slashing. I don't know if the rope has resistance to bludgeoning or something.
I mean, it absolutely would have resistance to bludgeoning.
Cool. So that's 5 slashing.
And piercing.
Have you ever tried to just hammer a rope?
It's fair. And then I'm going to do the second one. That one is 13.
The 13's to hit?
Yeah.
13's not going to hit.
That sucks. It's all right, bird dude. We'll get it next time.
Organa.
Oh, fuck. I think I fucked up. I used 2 actions to do the spell to do the soothing mist, and then I used 1 to give it to the creature, and that means I can't sustain it that round. So the
sustaining bird... it gives it the actions.
Oh, is that... Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, thanks. So I was like, oh, shit, it goes away now. Fuck.
I'll put the gecko potion in my pocket.
I knew... I didn't know. I had a feeling that was coming.
I'm going to grab a dagger from my necklace and try to throw it at the rope.
All right. The range on the dagger?
It's only 10 feet.
All right, so you'll take a -2.
18.
The -2 is what got you there.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I mean, you can still hero point it if you want, but I don't know how high you rolled, so...
Pretty fucking low, actually.
I have a crucial question for next round. Can I hunt prey on the rope?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I have to use my hero points at some point.
That's fair. All right.
I keep not using hero points, and I keep having 3, so... Fuck it. Why not? 26.
26 will hit the rope.
Right. All right, all right. One damage.
It was one
dagger.
It's slashing, yeah.
Slashing or piercing, yeah.
Probably better. Is it weak against
slashing? Probably does something.
Well, I don't think he was actually using bludgeoning. I think you said
no,
it's slashing,
that was just
right?
A joke. Yeah, it's slashing. Zephyr hawk, you know.
Well, Zephyr means wind, not slashing.
Yeah.
And hawk means bird.
Yeah.
So slashing, obviously.
Wind bird,
piercing.
Yeah.
Wind tunnel.
If it was a beak, it'd definitely be like a piercing. I would think. Kevin, what was the damage you did to it?
5.
All right. Michael, I'm going to need you to do your ready to action. We're going to call it a reflex save to catch him.
Oh, he's falling?
Yeah. And then that is going to aid your reflex save to catch him. How it's going to go.
Your 1 point, his 1 point did it. Her 1 point did it. Nice. I loosened it for you.
We're going to save the day again.
23.
23 will succeed. David, you'll get a bonus of 1 on your save here.
It's up to you, man.
Oh, no pressure.
Do you have a hero point?
It looks like David's looking for his hero points.
No. Athletics?
Reflex.
Reflex? Okay. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, it's not. It's the same score.
Oh.
That's
pretty high then, depending on what you rolled.
23.
Is that with the plus one?
24.
Let's go.
Hernan falls, and you guys successfully catch him. It is still a fall, so he still takes a bit of damage. You two will each take 1 point of bludgeoning damage from the fall also. But thanks to your healing, he does not die from the fall.
Straw dogs.
We got you, buddy.
Straw dogs. Hell yeah. If you guys, I only have like a minute left with this hawk, so if you guys want to clear the way, I'll get the other bodies down too.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Clear the way of
guys,
what?
Guys, we just do something successfully as a team.
Clear the way of what?
underneath them.
Like, oh. get out from
yeah,
under
like
them.
Get out of the way so that when they fall, they don't fall on them.
Oh, that makes
I'm
going
to remove
sense.
The rope from Hernan's neck.
That's Can smart. We still try to catch the body so they don't just crash?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if you guys
if you want
that,
to,
yeah.
Cosmo.
Well, yeah, I'm going to help Hernan if you guys want to do that. Is he still hurt?
Yeah, he's still a bit injured, yeah.
All right, I'll give him some...
Also, he was still, like, just very recently choking to death, yeah. So...
Hmm? I was going on time. All
right, I mean, well, if he's going to take care of
in
him...
Shock,
I
choking
can,
up.
I can stand underneath to help you catch, and then... I can help catch the others as the hawk tries to cut them down.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I'll give him a lay on hands then.
Cosmo, make sure that he's okay now that he's down. We'll take care of the others.
Sounds good.
We're not going to get in trouble for doing this, right?
Maybe.
Isn't Why would you get part? In trouble where
I feel like there's a reason people? There's people hanging out the city gate.
Maybe you should ask Hernan.
That's a good question. Oh, that's a good point.
Hernan, why were they hanging you?
Also, who was hanging you? And are you okay?
Definitely okay.
Yeah.
Got him down.
You're welcome.
Don't be such a bitch, dude.
Don't be such a bitch.
Hey, Rosvin.
Yeah?
Does a 27 hit the Zephyr Hawk?
Sure does.
Regular or critical?
Just regular.
Zephyrhawk takes 15 points of damage.
From what?
15?
15. Nothing you can see.
Is it still alive?
Yeah, it's still
Nobody
alive.
Nobody passed
from our
perception?
Boy here, right? Like he didn't do anything?
Nobody passed perception on that?
It's behind the walls up there. The bird's flying around up there, and it whatever's up there saw the bird.
A bird?
Well, yeah. But it's just cut down a body.
Yeah. Although,
I mean,
if it was like a crow,
happens, right?
I wouldn't think twice about a crow just... cutting down a hanging man. I feel like it's very crow.
I don't have a connection to the hawk.
Pecking at one.
Jay.
Yeah.
I don't have a connection to the hawk, do
no.
I? Okay. I was like, I don't know it got hit. Like, we're not connected in any way. Just, it's my summon. Okay.
Did it make a noise?
Is it like probably would have screeched, yeah, getting hit.
What the fuck was that?
That was me. Sorry. I had an off note.
Oh, well,
back to
tone
that.
Tone deaf?
That'd be a 29 on a follow-up hit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that hits. Not a crit, just regular.
What the fuck is this thing's AC?
21?
Oh my god.
Stupid.
That is pretty crazy for a fucking summon.
Yeah.
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 Level 3.
Mm-hmm.
From a hat.
From a hat, yeah. What was the damage on that second one?
13.
13?
Is it 30 hit points?
It is not 30 hit points.
Huh?
There's a follow-up attack. You know.
18. Misses,
no,
you said?
No, it misses, yeah.
Right, so yeah. The bird is screeching out up there.
Jeez, dude, what? God damn. I'm sorry, dude. I don't know how I feel about this because I summoned it, but like I kind of have the idea that if I summon something, it's going to die in battle for me, and I just summoned it, so I don't know how I feel about this.
It's not real.
Yeah, well, I was about to ask that. What?
It is real.
Are
not
they?
Real animal.
Oh, it's
like,
just like
is it
air.
Just a spirit?
Yeah, what's the morality of letting a Zephyrhawk die under my care?
Does he like, summon the
to,
same creature repeatedly?
Yeah, is it the same one? Can I name it?
Comes back all deformed and shit.
Or is it like naming every host you or every horse you get Roach?
I like that reference.
Is that a Witcher reference?
Yes, it is a Witcher reference.
They are actual beings.
Oh, they're actual beings? He just keeps summoning them from random. Just
do I know that? Oh, that sucks.
He can just make something extinct eventually. Keep summoning and just getting
summon,
it fucked
summon,
up.
Summon.
That would be a lot of
the Zephyrhawk family is having a lovely dinner and then mom
druid,
just gets poofed away.
If you're a druid and you only summon platypus, I don't think it'd take that long. They're already endangered.
If you're a druid and you're summoning things and letting them just die like that, you're not going to be a druid for long.
Is this like the attacking the bird, is that enough to keep us in initiative or?
Technically you guys don't know that the other things are there, and as far as they know, only the bird is up there, and it just cut this thing down as it stands right now.
Got you. So I still don't know that it's being attacked by something. He's just squawking up there.
I mean, basically, because they don't really bleed either.
Yeah, it's air, so.
Yeah.
Just, man, I mean, first time I'm summoning this thing, it's acting really weird up there, you know?
I mean, as far as you know, well, I guess you were going to continue using it, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you wanted, you'd be able to, like, pull it back down and. But again, you don't know it was being attacked per se.
And that's the point I was making. I would keep it attacking. So, I mean, I wouldn't metagame that. I would keep it safe. So what I was going to say is, can I do like its turn and then they would get their turn afterwards? Because we're not involved technically.
Yeah.
Because if I can at least get one or two of them down, or if I can get one or both of them down before it dies, then like, it's whatever. So do you want me to roll the attack on the rope?
Yeah, go for it.
So I'll do the first rope and then just see if I hit. That's a 16.
16 does it.
Nice. For, where is it? 5 damage. No? No?
Your 5 didn't do it last time.
Yeah, I know. And then I'll go for the second one. That is a nat 1. So that's an 8.
Yeah, that's not going to do well.
Can I give it multiple actions with my turn? Or can I only do that once?
It has to call it out, like, the spell has to call out multiple sustain abilities. Okay. Those, it does not. They get, minions get, like, one a turn they can do. Or one set.
All right. That's it.
All right. So you're waiting underneath.
Waiting.
Are you still trying to climb up or?
Yes.
Ooh. No, I'm waiting. I was going to say, can I throw a dart at it? But I don't think a dart would really do anything.
All right. You can roll. Yeah. That's the one.
28.
28 will get you another 5 feet up.
How close is she at this point?
10 feet.
Halfway.
If you have to ask, you don't understand women.
Climbing again. 32.
That is another 5 feet.
One more time. 21.
21 is a fail, but it's not a critical fail, so you just stay at that spot.
Q.
Technically, you would get another set also, because Bird's got another attack in there after what would have been their turn. Because she did her stuff, you attacked with the bird.
Yeah.
Then you attacked with the bird again.
Wouldn't they shoot at it?
Well, yeah, there's, but I'm trying to determine how many turns passed. I'm trying to count basically where you were in the initiatives, like when it was. You were first.
Mm-hmm.
You summoned and attacked.
I summoned because it was 3.
Yeah,
the next attack I summoned I attacked in Soothing Mist. Then Organa dropped it. Well, got it down, got him down, and then I attacked again. So that would be my 3rd round.
Okay, so she only had 2 rounds.
So she needs another round of climbing.
So she needs another one before you get another bird.
So climb.
Yeah. Oh, Organa, were you trying to be stealthful when you were shoving that in your pocket, or do you not give a fuck?
Organa,
no, I just put it in my pocket.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure if
he
you're...
handed it to me.
Chaser wouldn't have been paying attention anyway.
Yeah.
Put something in my hand. I don't know what he wants with it.
31.
31 will get you to the top. And now we're going to get back into initiative.
Do I get 2 more actions?
Unfortunately, no.
Get wrecked.
So the rest of you don't know that there is technically a combat yet because nothing's been said, but I'll need you guys to roll your initiatives also.
Oh, fresh.
Heldesia, what's yours?
28.
Chaser?
30 for initiative.
Rosvin?
34.
Organa?
28.
Girls are horrible today.
Base is horrible today.
I'll fuck you.
It's not just today.
Cosma?
17.
So, Rosvin, you are technically first.
Okay. I don't know anything's going on, so I would give... I would spend 1 action to give my hawk another 2.
All right.
And I would try to attack the same rope.
Okay.
That is another 16.
Okay. Hits.
That one is for 8. No, sorry, 9.
All right. Chaser, you're standing under, right?
Hmm?
Yes,
you
am.
You are not, Mike?
I was helping the dude.
Your help, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chaser, reflex.
Turn a monster.
I said I was going to go help Chaser, and then I didn't go help Chaser. So, sorry.
I was about to be like, oh, it's not just me. He's there too, but I guess he's not.
I forgot to move.
Reflex.
Yeah.
You got this.
29.
All right. You smoothly catch it. You will still take 1 point of damage from the fall. The body will take no damage because it can't take any more.
Ooh, sadness.
Are they close enough that the Zephyr Hawk can hit the other one without moving?
No.
Okay.
No, they're on the... There were 3 set up there, basically.
Are we...
Living dude was in the middle.
Yeah. So the Zephyr Hawk will move to the other rope. My other 2 actions, I will take out my bow and try to shoot out the other one.
Okay.
Since it's not Cosmo's friend. 33.
33 will hit.
Cool. 12 damage.
That one will drop to the ground. With no one underneath it.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's just going to...
Chaser, You're supposed to be catching these, bro.
You're kidding, right?
No, my job was to get them down.
As you look over, with me currently holding one in my arms.
Oh, yeah. He's got a point, actually. You did say you're going to catch them.
He didn't wait.
Wait, I think I know what to do. Verasma, I'm sorry that body got dropped. That's not my intention.
You're sorry that the body's hit the floor and it's raining men?
Yes.
Chaser.
Hallelujah.
Quick, catch the other one.
I guess I'm just going to drag the body a little bit away from the gate, like 10 feet back in, and put it up against like the wall that Organa was trying to climb, just so it's not next to the man that was just hanging, because I don't know anything's up. One action, two actions?
No, one. Just get drag it there, yeah. And technically dropping is free, so you can just set it there without an issue.
Walk over and go to start moving the other body, however many actions that would take me.
You could actually bring it back.
Cool.
Go collect it and bring it back next to the other one.
I'll do that.
Organa.
I'd like to question Hernan about why he was up there. Who did it to him would probably be helpful, too.
Cosma, I told you I could do it. I didn't hit the body either.
No, but you kind of made the one go splat.
Not splat. It's fine.
Dropped like 20 feet.
Yeah.
Not really good.
I mean, he's already dead. It's not like it's... And I also kind of apologized for that because it was an accident. I mean, not an accident. I did it on purpose, but I thought Chaser was going
to
catch
him. Why didn't you just wait like the 3 seconds for him to walk over?
It was just kind of... the hawk got that one and I got the other, so you know, I didn't think Chaser wasn't gonna not catch the other one, you know.
I mean, he can't just show up at the other one when he has a body in his hand.
My hands were kind of full.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
First off, thank you for saving me.
You're welcome.
Secondly, several assailants dressed in crow masks and feathered coats assaulted the weigh station a few hours ago. They overwhelmed the guards. We weren't even expecting an attack to come in from the direction of Vigil. And they set fire to the barracks and the wooden wall adjacent to it. They kidnapped the station's commander, Dozwin Aubrey, and most of them left. The leader of the attackers, a female gnome with purple hair, told a red-robed woman staying behind to make the attack look like an orc raid. Shortly afterward, a brawny orc and 3 shambling undead creatures arrived. 5 of them started rearranging the bodies, setting additional fires, and so on. I tried pretending to be dead until I could slip away, but the orc tied a noose around my neck and hanged me from the wall anyway.
Okay.
They're still here.
So, I was going to say, are they all gone now then? Or?
No, the undead and the orc and the other person that stayed, they're all still here.
Where are they?
The undead were at the top of the wall.
Are you going to be okay? You should probably get the safety and we can handle them.
I'll stay with my fallen comrades here.
All right, do you need some healing first?
I don't know that you have the time, honestly, because looks like your friend's up there with the undead.
Undead?
Who's up?
Me.
Oh,
you fuck.
He's like, I don't have any.
Oh, they're right up there.
I don't know if I know her.
What are you doing?
Is Seraphim going off? Rib vibrating.
He would know that.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not real. Cosma, there's undead up there. That's what he said. We gotta go kill her, right? That's what we do together. Kill undead. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, they're already dead, but
how many actions was that conversation?
I agree. And we should probably go help. Hell to see you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
that's why the most important.
With the length of it, that probably would have been most of a thing, but I can give you one more action in there, basically, because asking the question is generally a free action. We'll say it took up 2 or 3 for that.
All right.
Waiting for the response there.
I'm going to walk through the gate and see if I could find an easier way up.
The gate's closed.
Oh, it's closed?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, that stinks. I guess I'll give it another shot. I'll walk over to the wall and I can try to climb.
Did you leave the wall?
I walked over to Hearn to ask him a question.
Oh, well, Mike didn't actually say he took him anywhere. He just took the thing off him, so it's still, technically you can say you're still right down there at the base.
Yeah, I'll try climbing again. Natural one.
Natural? Well, at least you're on the ground.
Yeah, there is that. There is that.
Guys, I'm pretty sure this rock wall is impossible to climb.
I don't think that's true. We just watched Haldasia do it.
Did you climb the rock wall or did you climb the smooth surface?
She's going to do it rather easily, too.
Haldasia climbed the smooth surface.
Yeah, she climbed the smooth surface.
Which is considerably more difficult.
Very, yeah. That's what I figured it would be, but...
The DC is a difference of 3.
Okay.
For the smooth versus the...
Yeah.
The smooth's harder, right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys should probably take the smooth wall. These rocks are impossible to get up. There's no
yeah, it looks like
no
kind
grip
of struggling
or
there,
anything.
Organa, that's not how climbing works.
Held to see ya.
There's no grip walls.
Don't you have like calluses from playing? Doesn't that help with grip or something?
Didn't you be in jail?
You see 3 dripping undead creatures on the top of this wall, a bunch of bodies, and a giant stacked pile of gear.
What do you mean dripping?
Like they're wet and like drippy.
Wet with water, blood?
Wet skin, blood, okay. Moisture.
And then I see...
Soggy.
Then I see bodies. Are they... Can I tell like what kind of creatures they are?
They were in the same armor and stuff as the ones that were hanging.
Gotcha. Okay. Are they...
There is one directly 5 feet in front of you.
Are they...
Like in melee range.
Looking at me, aware that I'm there?
Oh yeah, you popped up over the edge and they're like, eh?
Ear? So I am going to cast Painful Vibrations on the first one. The one that's 5 feet in front of me.
All right. Read off Painful Vibrations, please.
You send a powerful sound waves through an opponent's bodies, vibrating its bones and internal organs painfully. The creature takes 8d6 sonic damage and must attempt a fortitude save.
God damn.
Yeah.
Painful Vibrations requires a living target.
Okay. I'll go fuck myself.
Get absolutely wrecked.
That's horse shit. Okay. So I am going to cast Confusion on the one that is in front of me. Actually, oh yeah, it's only one. Yeah, so the one that's 5 feet in front of me. So you befuddle your target with strange impulses, causing it to act randomly. The effects are determined by the target's will save. You can dismiss the spell. No.
21 on the will save.
Okay, that is a failure. The target is confused for 1 minute. It can attempt a new save at the end of each of its turns to the end of confusion. And then I still have one action, so... I will draw my staff.
Okay, so one of the creatures up there, not the one you attacked, like screeches out and takes a step to move closer to you and then swings at you with its claws.
Cool.
22 to hit.
No.
And that is all of its actions. Okay, evens or odds? Which one's good for you?
Odds.
Odds are good for you. So the creature in front of you that you confused attacks the creature next to it.
Yes!
It will, however, miss with its first attack. Odds good for you all the way through?
Yeah.
5.
Mike, that's odds, so it's good for her.
4.
Oh, no.
14.
No.
Now it's making its will save at the end of its turn to break out of the confusion. No, not with the 2 on the die. And now we're at Cosma.
Start climbing, or go up to it and start climbing. I'll use the easier surface to climb.
All right, so if you're doing that, it'll take you an action to get to the stone where okay. That is, and it will be you are close to the other side than where she climbed up. Athletics.
33.
33 is a success. That's 5 feet.
Jeez. Try again. 22.
22 will fail.
Well, that's
but not critically. Is that it?
That's 3, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if you're going to use a hero point or not.
Yeah, I guess, and she's in danger. I got 3.
I guess I have 3, and she's in danger, I guess.
That's worse. By 2. 20. The 22 and the other one.
Rosvin.
The roof, like where they're at. Is there like a... Can I tell if there's like a lip or if it's just like a flat area?
Like there's definitely a lip. Like you can't see what's up there.
So if I back up far enough, there's no way I can get an angle to shoot at them?
No.
Okay.
No, there's walls up there that are blocking.
Thick. And you said the portcullis is closed. There's no way to get like up there fast. I mean,
you can try to lift it open, but...
Yeah, that sounds fun. So I'm going to put my bow away. Not free action, by the way. I'm putting it away.
Yep.
I'm walking up to the portcullis, and I'm going to try to lift it. Oh, shit. Next round. I'll try to lift it normal this time. I need 2 actions to lift 8 bulk for free. So I'm assuming if I use 2 actions, I can lift that.
I would give you a bonus, but okay, this is way more than 8 bulk.
All right, so that's an athletics then?
Yep.
Was on the 20, so, you know, I got hero points, too. So I'm going to use a hero point. Ooh, 19, baby! 33. It was a 2 on the die, so.
33 will be enough to lift it over your head and be able to pop under it. It will drop down again.
Ooh, can I hold it up?
Sure.
And then next round, like, pop, use a move action to pop in. Okay.
Trying to let everyone else get in, basically?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm going to hold it up. Guys, I think we can go this way, and it might be quicker than climbing. Not sure why you didn't think of that, Cosma, as I look up at Cosma.
Chaser, it is your turn.
How far away is Rosvin from me right now, at where he's, like, holding the gate? And how far away is the building to get to?
10 feet will get you to the gate. The building goes, like, there's a set of stairs you see in the distance that looks like they start wrapping around.
I will run to those stairs and get up them as quickly as I can. I have 40 feet movement for 1 action. and then however more I have after that.
All right. The scorched ruins of a building and a wall still smolder to the north of the gate. Only charred wood and blackened foundation posts remain. To the east, a stone staircase ascends to a steep ramp up to a whitewashed stone building above the high wall between the cliffs. Your first 40 gets you right there to the base of the stairs. Just keep, you're just busting through full speed, or?
Yeah, I'll as many actions as it takes to get within melee of one of the creatures.
All right, so you see a door there that's slightly, or it's basically busted up. A shattered double door leading north hangs open, revealing a room illuminated by a faint glow from a neglected fireplace. An overturned desk stands among a sea of paper, splintered wood, and some kind of slick substance covering the stone floor. A damaged armoire stands against the west wall, its clothes heaped nearby. A narrow wooden door leads east.
Can I get through the door easily, or would it be something I have to break
through?
No,
it's open enough. You can, as you're moving, you can just...
Great.
It's not enough to stop.
Haven't used all my movement yet.
1 second. All right, 40 gets you to the door. Oh, yeah, that takes you to a door. Door is also slightly open.
Oh.
Okay.
But I still can't see Haldasir or anything. I'm just inside the tower.
Yep.
Book it as much as I can. All actions. You guys are going to take forever to get up here.
You have dark vision, yes?
Low light vision.
All right, so you can barely see in here when you get into the door. It's basically just light coming from the fire, but you do notice that there is a left or a right to choose.
I'm going to go left.
Ooh, you pick the door that leads to the pit. Are you guys coming this way, or are you...
There's teleportation things set up on the stairs, so once you stepped on that thing, it teleported you to the other map.
Oh, cool.
Which now you can see what Haldasir, or where she is and what she's up against.
Yeah, that's intense.
Hey, are you guys going this way, or are you guys going to keep climbing? I don't know if you're on the rocks.
I should have just
this
climbed.
This shit's impossible to climb. I'll go that way.
Okay, I'll hold it for you. Cosmo, are you coming this way, or you keep climbing?
Well, it's going to be faster.
40 feet probably. Is there.
Okay. Then that's everything.
Organa, you're up.
I'm going to head for the gate that Cosmo's holding open, or Rosvin's holding open.
Everybody does it at least once.
Everybody gets one.
Full movement all the way through? You would have seen Chaser go up those stairs too, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your movement speed?
35.
A second action gets you right inside the door. You see the other doorway open there, and you see no one in here in this small room.
Just the one where it's left or right?
You have to go through the door to the east, and then it'll be left and right. But yeah, I'm just letting you know, like, basically
there's
this is
one
room
door
that no
here,
one else
though.
Is in. Huh?
There's only one door in here?
Yeah, aside from the one you came in, yeah. And it's open, so it should be pretty clear Chaser went through that door.
All right, I'll head that way.
It's 15 to get through the door, and then you're at the choice. Turn left or turn right?
We'll go right.
You find yourself on a set of stairs in a room. You hear voices talking.
New room?
Yes.
Do I have movement or no?
No, you're basically stopped as you get to the stairs. Like you get to the top of the stairs, you can't even see into the room yet. All right, that brings us to Haldasir.
I'm gonna use Phase Bolt. You point your finger and project a bolt of magical energy that stutters in and out of phase until it reaches the target. Make a ranged spell attack roll against your target's AC. If the target has any circumstance bonuses to AC, reduce that bonus by 2. On a success, you deal 1, well, heightened. For 4d4 piercing damage plus your spellcasting ability modifier. And on a critical success, the target takes double damage.
All right, who are you targeting?
The one that is 5 feet in front of me. The same one.
The confused one?
Yeah.
Okay.
29.
That's a critical.
Do I do 4d4 and then times it by 2, or do I do 8d4?
8d4.
24.
And then you add your ability mod to it.
Yep. 32 damage.
Last action?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm going to... hit him with my staff.
Same one?
Yeah. He's the only one I can.
This will be at the minus because that was an attack.
Right, but only the second minus.
Yeah.
19?
19 hits.
Haldasir is the only one doing anything.
We're not there.
I know, but like...
5 damage.
All right, so the non-confused one is going to be attacking at you again.
Okay.
That's a natural one.
Cool, I like that.
Oh, and this is the moist one that's attacking you, by the way.
Nope.
Thanks.
The moist one.
15 to hit.
No, the moist one.
Your path is covered with moistness.
22 to hit?
No.
Jesus Christ, my dice are not on fire tonight. The moody one notices Chaser come up behind him, makes a grunting noise, and rah, moves up to Chaser, and then goes to attack.
Oh, it's going to be really funny when Chaser roars back at him. Because your rage. It's, that was what I was getting at. Not whatever the fuck you do.
You sounded like a chihuahua.
32 to hit.
That hits.
Not a crit.
Not a crit.
11 slashing damage. And now the drippy one. Kate, what's good for you? Odds or evens?
Odds.
All the way through?
Yeah.
6. 32.
That will hit.
I was just like, that's definitely even.
14 damage slashing.
You okay?
And you notice that some of your life force draws into the creature and it starts to heal.
Oh, well, fuck this.
Hey, when they do that.
Right?
3.
The hit?
No.
Oh.
3 for odds.
Which is like, it's not even possible.
And a 6 for the last one. 24.
Yes, that hits. Did it attack the other guy?
No. Oh. Well, it attacked him, but it missed.
Oh, okay.
15 damage.
Sure.
And heal some more.
Sure.
And that brings us to Cosma.
All right. God help me. I'm going to trust Roswin. I'm going to let go.
How high up were you?
5 feet.
All right. So that's no damage from that then.
I tap all anyway. The gooch.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I will make my way to the opening.
You get partway up the stairs with your 20-foot movement speed.
I will keep going.
No, that's all 3 turns.
Oh, that's all 3?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or all 3 actions.
Wow. That 20-foot movement speed, you really feel it, huh?
I'm a slow boy.
That would put us back at the start of initiative, but that's what we're going to call this episode. We'll pick back up here next time.
Nice.
Peace out, everybody.
Later.
Bye.
What up? Tyrant But Deadly is a production of Called Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm Kevin. Later.